second year of the program. It was pretty successful last year.
It was awesome last year. Yeah, we had a lot of support from the community and just from people wanting to get out there and paddle and get pledges and stuff. So it was beyond successful last year.
It's going to look a little different course this year?
Yeah, different course. We wanted to shorten it up this year just because a lot of people felt like they wouldn't have been able to do a longer course and wanted to do it last year but chose not to because they were kind of intimidated by the length of it. So we toned it down a bit from 27 miles to 14, 5, and I think it's 1 or 2 is the last leg.
Because you have starting points at where, Papkeys and where else?
Papkeys, Scal Bay, and then South Harbor.
Okay, and are there specific times for starts for those? Or?
Yeah, we actually did a trial run in kind of not so hot weather. So start time for Papkeys is going to be about 1:30. And then Scal Bay will be about 2.5 hours after that. And Sarah Holmgreen will be at all the starting spots to organize people. And then from Scal Bay, it'll be about an hour after Scal Bay start will be the South Harbor start. So we're hoping to kind of end it all at like in between 5 and 6 p.m.
Okay. And when you say Scal Bay, I'm assuming like the launch area there? Or?
Yeah, right near the fire department, I think. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And those timings, I imagine, take advantage of the tide to get around the point here, huh?
Yeah, we actually, I think we're probably going to be paddling a little bit against the tide when we first start. And then once we hit Scal Bay, we'll just be floating along with it. So it won't be too bad. Yeah.
Any idea of how many people are taking part this year?
You know what? So far, I think we have about 23 to 25. And then I'm thinking that either at the safety meeting or actually at the starting spots, people come and sign up just because I think people are afraid of the rain. So hopefully we have sunny weather and people will be able to join us and feel good about it.
And as we're doing this interview, it occurs to me this is a good way to tell the community, too, that there are going to be a lot of paddlers going by the north end of the Narrows. So if you're out boating, to slow down and be careful.
Slow down and cheer us on, too. I think last summer we had seiners going out, and it was a little sketchy with the wakes and stuff, especially for me and Rick, who were on the stand-up paddleboard. So you kind of had to navigate the wakes of the same boats, it was fun, and we managed to not fall off. So I think all the kayakers were pretty good at handling that as well. So
you're doing the paddleboard again this year?
Not this year. I have a kayak, but I think we have one person that's going to be doing a stand-up paddleboard. Hopefully they show up and aren't intimidated by the rain.
Anything else to highlight?
We're also going to have at Sandy Beach is the end point. We're going to have a community picnic for all the people who want to come and cheer us on when we're finishing, and as well as whoever donated and just wants to come and talk with us and, I don't know, talk with the people at the hospital more about the shower room and where the foundation and stuff. And just to kind of have a good time and relax and after the paddle.
And it's not too late to sign up?
Nope, you can sign up at 1 o'clock on Saturday if you show up and you got your life jacket and whistle.